Arvindam Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj Shri
Prabhupada
Ki Shri Prabhupada Ki Jai Vishnu Pada Paramahamsa Prabhupada Ki Shimad Shri Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj Prabhupada Ki Ananta Koti Vaishnavarinda Ki Namacharya Shri Haridas Thakur Ki Prince Kaho Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Ki Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gopa Gopinashrama Kunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhana Ki Shri Vrindavad Mathura Dhamma Ki Shri Navadvip Mayapur Dhamma Ki Shri New Dwarka Puri Dhamma Ki Shri Shri Rukmini Dwarka Dish Ki Shri Shri Jagannath Baladev Subhadra Ji Ki Shri Shri Parama Karuna Gaura Nitai Ki Sangamai Jamunamai Ki Maharani Tulsi Devi Ki Bhakti Devi Ki Srila Prabhupada Ki Srila Prabhupada Transcendental Book Distribution Ki Shri Brihat Mardanga Ki Harinam Sankirtan Ki Samaveda Bhakta Vrinda Ki All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. The King of Books, Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Srimad Bhagavatam, third canto, entitled The Status Quo, chapter 2. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Word for word. So Shanta Rupeshu
Sasanta Rupeshu
Itarai
Itarai
Swarupai
Swarupai
Abhyardhyamanishu
Abhyardhyamanishu
Ankampita Atma
Ankampita Atma
Paravara
Paravara
Ishan
Ishan
Mahat Amsha Yukta
Mahat Amsha Yukta
He
Acha
Acha
Api
Api
Janata
Janata
Bhagavan
Bhagavan
Yata
Yata
Agni
Agni.
So Shanta Rupesh Vitarai
Swarupai
So Shanta Rupesh Vitarai Swarupai
Abhyartya Manishu Angam Pitatma
Abhyartya Manishu Angam Pitatma
Paravareshu Mahadam Shayukto
Paravareshu Mahadam Shayukto
Yajo Pijato Bhagavan Yathakni
Yajo Pijato Bhagavan Yathakni
So Shanta Rupesh Vitarai Swarupai
So Shanta Rupesh Vitarai Swarupai
Pitatma
Pitatma
Paravareshu Mahadam Shayukto
Paravareshu Mahadam Shayukto
Yajo Pijato Bhagavan Yathakni
Yajo Pijato Bhagavan Yathakni
Svashanta Rupesh Vitarai Swarupai
Svashanta Rupesh Vitarai Swarupai
Anukam Pitatma Paravareshu Mahadam Shayukto
Paravareshu Mahadam Shayukto
Yajo Pijato Bhagavan Yathakni
Yajo Pijato Bhagavan Yathakni
Santarupeshu.
Santarupeshu.
Unto the peaceful devotees of the Lord.
Unto the peaceful devotees of the Lord.
Itarai.
Itarai.
Others, non-devotees.
Others, non-devotees.
Sarupai.
Sarupai.
According to their own modes of nature.
According to their own modes of nature.
Abhyabhyamaneshu.
Abhyabhyamaneshu.
Being harassed by.
Being harassed by.
Anukampita Atma.
Anukampita Atma.
The all compassionate Lord.
The all compassionate Lord.
Paravara.
Paravara.
Spiritual and material.
Spiritual and material.
Isha.
Isha.
Controllable.
Controllable.
Mahadamsa Yukta.
Mahadamsa Yukta.
Accompanied by the plenary portion of Mahatattva.
Accompanied by the plenary portion of Mahatattva.
He certainly. Aja.
Aja.
The unborn.
The unborn.
Puppy.
Puppy.
Although.
Although.
Jata.
Jata.
Is born.
Is born.
Bhagavan.
Bhagavan.
The personality of Godhead.
The personality of Godhead.
Yata.
Yata.
As if.
As if.
Agni.
Agni.
The fire.
The fire.
Translation. The personality of Godhead, the all-compassionate controller of both the spiritual and material creations, is unborn. But when there is friction between his peaceful devotees and persons who are in the material modes of nature, he takes birth, just like fire, accompanied by the Mahatattva. The devotees of the Lord are by nature peaceful because they have no material hankering. A liberated soul has no hankering, and therefore he has no lamentation. One who wants to possess also laments when he loses his possession. Devotees have no hankerings for material possessions and no hankerings for spiritual salvation. They are situated in the transcendental loving service of the Lord as a matter of duty, and they do not mind where they are or how they have to act. Karmis, Jnanis, and Yogis all hanker to possess some material or spiritual assets. Karmis want material possessions, Jnanis and Yogis want spiritual possessions, but devotees do not want any material or spiritual assets. They want only to serve the Lord anywhere in the material or spiritual worlds that the Lord desires. And the Lord is always specifically compassionate towards such devotees. The Karmis, Jnanis, and Yogis have their particular mentalities in the modes of nature, and therefore they are called Itara, or non-devotees. These Itaras, including even the Yogis, sometimes harass the devotees of the Lord. Durvasa Muni, a great Yogi, harassed Maharaj Ambarish because the latter was a great devotee of the Lord. And the great Karmi and Jnani, Hiranyakashipu, even harassed his own Vaishnava son, Prahlad Maharaj. There are many instances of such harassment of the peaceful devotees of the Lord by the Itaras. When such friction takes place, the Lord, out of his great compassion towards his pure devotees, appears in person, accompanied by his plenary portions controlling the Mahatattva. The Lord is everywhere, in both the material and spiritual domains. And he appears for the sake of his devotees when there is friction between his devotee and the non-devotee. As electricity is generated by friction of matter anywhere and everywhere, the Lord, being all-pervading, appears because of the friction of devotees and non-devotees. When Lord Krishna appears on a mission, all his plenary portions accompany him. When he appeared as the son of Vasudev, there were differences of opinion about his incarnation. Some said, he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Some said, he is an incarnation of Narayana. And others said, he is the incarnation of Kirudakshaya Vishnu. But actually, he is the original Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna's two Bhagavan Swayam. And Narayana, the Purushas, and all other incarnations accompany him to function as different parts of his pastimes. Mahadamsa Yukta indicates that he is accompanied by the Purushas who create the Mahatattva.
It is confirmed in the Vedic hymns, Mahantam Vibhum Atmanam. Mahantam Vibhum Atmanam. Lord Krishna appeared just like electricity when there was friction between Kamsa and Vasudeva Nundrasen. Vasudeva Nundrasen were the Lord's devotees, and Kamsa, a representative of the Karmis and Gyani, was a non-devotee. Krishna, as he is compared to the sun. He first appeared from the ocean of the womb of Devaki, and gradually he satisfied the inhabitants of the places surrounding Mathura, just as the sun enlivens the lotus flower in the morning. After gradually rising to the meridian of Dwarka, the Lord set like the sun, placing everything in darkness as described by Buddha. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Om jnana kinandrasya jnanjana shalakaya chaksuru mitaneha tasmai shri gurave namaha mukham karoti vashvam pambudvam gayatri yat kripatam aham bhavati shri guru dinatanam namam krishna padaya krishna prasthaya bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Namya Namaste Saraswati Devi Gaurvani Prachani Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschati Adrishtani Achnum Palam Tadisha Gashmani Samur Palam Tadisha Gashmani Divam Palam Tadisha Kirtan Gisa Gurra Mahabhagavata Vyuti Anshkalpa Taruka Sankrutan Sindhu Vyavishnam Patitanam Palam Nikovashnam Sushanta Rupeshi Tarai Sarupai Abhyardhya Maneshu Nukam Itatma Paravarishu Mahadamsu Yukto Yajopi Jati Bhagavan Vitayati. The personality of Godhead, the all-compassionate controller of both the spiritual and material creations, is unborn. But when there is friction between his peaceful devotees and persons who are in the material modes of nature, he takes birth, just like fire, accompanied by the Mahatattva. This morning, Sankirtan scores for distribution. I just felt I could not let it go unnoticed, for me not to make some mention. And not that as if it is out of the topic anyway, to speak about this book distribution, the effort that is made daily by our worldwide movement, and very particularly by our Dwarka community, our Dwarka temple, the effort of distributing Srila Prabhupada's books. And actually, it's not that it's out of topic, because it is connected with every single text of the Srimad Bhagavatam, very particularly with today's text. Every text of Srimad Bhagavatam, actually this activity, the whole purpose of this Krishna consciousness movement is to embody these teachings, to personify. Generally, it is very difficult for people to embody religion. very difficult that every single moment of the day is involved, is connected with religion. But in our Krishna conscious way of life, the whole purpose is for us to see no difference, that there be no difference between how we live and the knowledge we are receiving, what we speak. Prabhupada made great emphasis on this point. Actually, he called it the success, his success. The Prabhupada has mentioned that there is no difference between what I say and how I do. So, it is every day a source of great encouragement for all of us to listen to those scores. And Srila Prabhupada has also told us that the activities of the devotees resemble the activities of the karmis. Today he has been speaking, today's purport, he has been speaking about the karmis, yogis, jnanis. And he has admitted that the activities of the devotees look, may resemble the activities of the karmis. So, of course, yeah, said, but there is a gulf of difference. So in our daily activities, we may be very careful not to become bewildered, not to misunderstand these activities. We can imagine an onlooker, some visitor, may become perplexed as to our excitement in listening to this course, to the Sankirtan's course. And furthermore, in seeing our different activities and the way we take them, sometimes they may be confused. Some people may become that we have heard the criticism, how it looks like material activity. Personally, I think I speak on behalf of all the other members of this movement who are assisting the Sankirtan effort, that we are very thankful to those devotees who are making this great effort. It is something outstanding, it's becoming more and more outstanding. The way this community and the devotees here are performing this Sankirtan Yajna, and which is the main activity, this communication of this message is the main activity that as a daily activity, as an effort that was handed down to us, ordered to us by Srila Prabhupada. And I was thinking, Savas Prabhu made some comments to me as we were seeing the details today. How perfectly beautiful they look at, not only the day he was mentioning, but then how every day they're looking more and more gorgeous. And it made me think of all the different departments in this New York community. We very much, having myself, due to my service, to visit so many smaller temples, and every now and then have the chance to again be here in New York and see the contrast of a small versus a big, such a large temple. So here you can feel very much the departmentalization of New York. So many departments are there. And we all see, we have learned from Srila Prabhupada that we should all see ourselves as assisting all these departments. Are assisting the two main departments that Prabhupada said they should go on parallel lines. The Bhagavad Marg and the Pancharatri Marg, which is represented by the preaching and the deity worship. So I was thinking this morning on that comment by Savas, thinking of the scores this morning and now watching, looking at the beautiful lordships that are gracing our life in Dwarka. That there is perfection, a way of speaking may be said, if there is perfection in this world, but of course we know there is perfection in this world, but for speaking, okay, in this way we may say, if there is perfection in this world, it is in this ISKCON society, in this Krishna consciousness movement. And if there is a perfection in this world, particularly we find it in this Nyingarga community, in all these different activities. And again, we're warned to be careful, because actually they're so successful, all these activities in every single department. Sankirtan, needless to say, we're all hearing how successful it is. And deity worship, if we have two eyes on our face, we can see. And then we can visit the different departments. So next to the museum, we go to the kitchen, we go to the restaurant, to the gift shop. So maybe in the heat, and in the heat of everyday activity, and in the heat of the efforts we have to make every day, we may become bewildered. This looks like material activity. What is the difference? But there is very big difference, because actually it is all out of love for Krishna and exclusively for his satisfaction, for his service. That makes the world of a difference. So I said, I think I speak for all of us that are assisting, hoping, doing our little part in trying to assist this effort of preaching and book distribution, that we are very thankful. And that on our side, by hearing all this course every day, we all think it is all well worth it. Every effort we make when we hear how successful the preaching is going on, we think that it is all well worth it. It is very, very encouraging as a team of deities. Prabhupada particularly wanted this, that the worship would also be very beautiful, very wonderfully performed, so that we could become very much enlivened and, by being at the feet of the worships in this manner. So I was saying that it is all very much tied in with today's verse. The personality of Godhead, the all-compassionate controller of both the spiritual and material creation, is unborn. But when there is friction between his peaceful devotees and persons who are in the material modes of nature, he takes birth, just like fire, accompanied by the Mahatattva. So, the purpose of creation. So many times we have heard from Srila Prabhupada the description of this material world. And immediately the idea is there that it is a prison. Durga, Prabhupada has mentioned that it is handled by Durga, that it is a fortress, it is a prison. And prison means punishment. So very interestingly, this text speaks of the Lord in connection with this world as all compassionate. As all compassionate. So anyway, the first thought that comes to mind about this world that has become a controversial issue is what is the reason of this world? In other words, why are we here? So what is the reason of this world? And it is twofold, as we learn. On the one hand, it is punishment. But more importantly, Srila Prabhupada has mentioned that it is a stage for the pastimes of the Lord. That is the only encompassing idea, the only encompassing explanation. It is a stage, it is another item for the service of the Lord, where the Lord takes a service from. By reading this text, we cannot but see the similarities. In this text, speaking about the Supreme Personality of Godhead coming into this world, Prabhupada in the purport, ended the purport speaking about how the Supreme Personality of God had left this world, which was mentioned on the famous text Krishna Dhyuman by Uddhava that we just read, text 7 of this chapter, Krishna Dhyuman, the Krishna Son has said. Very nice section of the Srimad Bhagavatam. I was commenting that the, if I may share, that the first 6 texts of this chapter, I feel very much one of the predilect, for myself, a predilect section of the Srimad Bhagavatam, to see the feelings exhibited by Uddhava, which are a perfect example of Krishna consciousness, how we should be, which is our goal, how in the midst of anything that we are doing, we should have hopefully that perfect Krishna consciousness of meditating, just like Uddhava was, just on hearing the question by Vidura, how Uddhava was so, how was transported in the way he was, as we all heard in the previous texts, 1 through 6. So we can but see the similarities between the creation of this material world. We want to be able to embody, to see how all these texts are applicable to our daily life, and in particular to our service, our relationship with this Krishna Consciousness Movement, the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. How is this an embodiment of the Srimad Bhagavatam? So, on seeing, of course, Srila Prabhupada told us how we could give a class just by remembering so many references from his classes and from the books. And we see here how he perfectly, how almost every single statement reminds us of some text from Srimad Bhagavatam. The word unborn, so many other texts from Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita. Here it's, you see, Ajopi Jato, Ajopi San, you may remember, Avyayatma from Bhagavad Gita. And the same idea, friction between his peaceful devotees and persons who are in the material modes makes the appearance of the Lord. You need to remind us of one of the further texts in that same chapter, Paritrayam, Paritranaya Sadhunam Vinashaya Chadushkritam, describing. And then Prabhupada in the purport, the devotees of the Lord are by nature peaceful because they have a material hankering. And there you go with the Brahma Bhuta Prasanna Atma, Na Sochati Na Kamchati. And then there are other verses, Ashanta in Chaitanya Charitamrita, there are 2 verses also speaking about this peaceful condition that the devotees manifest due to their Krishna consciousness, to their service to the Lord. So again, we cannot but see the similarities between the Supreme Lord, His appearance, actually the Supreme Lord, the creation of this world, and His appearance within this world. And also Srila Prabhupada and the creation of this movement and His appearance in this movement. And just as Uddhava and Prabhupada are reminding us of this text, God Krishna, the Son Krishna has said, we also remember that yes, the Son Krishna has said, Krishna Dhyumani, but Krishna Swa Dharma Pagate. The question was raised in the first canto. Where is now Krishna? Where are now the religious principles? Where is now religious life? And the answer is that the Srimad Bhagavatam is now incarnation of Krishna. In the same way, Srila Prabhupada effected the pastime of coming and returning to the pastimes of the Lord. But in the same manner, which is possible for empowered personalities, empowered incarnations, Avesha Prabhupada, which is divine grace, to be in so many places at the same time, Srila Prabhupada remains with us in the incarnation, made by his words and his books very much remains with us. And it is the panacea for both for the devotees and the non-devotees. The devotees, they have great feelings, intense feelings of separation. So they have some feelings. And it's mostly of separation. And the karmis and jnanis and yogis are suffering. They also have feelings. So for all the groups, the solution, the medicine also healing, the relieving medicine, the relief, are these words, the sound vibration, and of course particularly in the form of the names of Krishna, in the form of the Mahamantra, which is the Yuga Dharma for this age, the way to achieve full relief from the material times, from the material sufferings. So, we have over and over, Parita heard, Parita Naya Sadhanam Vinasha Yaksha Dushkritam, that actually the Lord, although we see that He engages so many activities have to do with the killing of the demons, as we understand that this is not the main purpose of His coming, but He comes to pacify, to satisfy the devotees while they are in this material world performing their service. It is very significant how the Prophet has given us the perfect understanding that a devotee may have. They want only to serve the Lord anywhere in the material or spiritual worlds that the Lord desires. And the Lord is always specifically compassionate towards such devotees. So we may analyze how to develop this mentality, which is based in not having any possession, any desire for possession, in feeling that we do not own anything, and that all our purpose is to be engaged fully in the loving service of the Lord, and how this service in the association of devotees and under the guidance of the devotees will help us manifest more and more this affection that the great personalities feel, and that we can learn from Srimad Bhagavatam how they have felt, which is what makes them so peaceful, that love, that affection that they truly have for the Lord is such a vivid experience and such a deep feeling that they're perfectly satisfied in any condition of life, which is our daily challenge. Your daily challenge to feel satisfied in whatever we're doing. So that satisfaction comes from manifesting full love for Krishna, and this International Society for Krishna Consciousness is the perfect arrangement with all these activities, with the deity worship, with the food distribution, and all the different departments of our movement, the perfect arrangement for us to manifest such love of God. So we'll wonder if there's any further comment or question. Because I was not here, I don't know if it has been mentioned, if we have acknowledged the visit of our dear senior godbrother, Dhananjaya Prabhu, and his good wife. And just to complete the idea that when we see devotees like himself, and of course so many other senior devotees living in Dwarka, we think how Lord Krishna creates this world. We see how Srila Prabhupada has created this movement with the assistance of devotees like Dhananjaya Prabhu and his good wife. He can tell us so many stories. I hope we can hear from him also in these days while we're in class, and tell us. Already in our personal talks, he always has so many nice experiences of his close association with Srila Prabhupada, and especially all the missions in which Srila Prabhupada sent him. So like that, we are very fortunate that we can still have the association in our movement along, and especially here in America, there are so many senior men and women devotees that, that have constructed along with Srila Prabhupada this international society, which is our saving grace. So I personally want to welcome him and his wife, and again, hopefully we can hear from him. Thank you very much.
Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Bhaktavrinda ki jai.